first beavers in decades released on Tule River Tribal Reservation in California. For the first time in decades, a family of beavers has made a home in the South Fork Tule River watershed after their release in June by the Tule River Tribe and state wildlife officials. The new location for the seven beavers is on the Tule River Indian Reservation in the southern Sierra Nevada, about 100 miles southeast of Fresno in central California. Beavers had roamed the surrounding area starting 1,000 years ago, according to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Beaver pictographs can be seen at the painted rock next to the South Fork Tule River on the 55,000-acre reservation, but the creatures haven't been seen on the land for decades. Human exploitation and eradication efforts have reduced the U.S. beaver population from about 200 million to 10 million to 15 million, according to Fish and Wildlife. The initial release included three adult beavers, one slightly younger beaver, and three babies, called kits. Two more beavers were released into Minor Creek on the Tule River Reservation June 17. "I'm very happy to see come home, and it's going to be wonderful to watch them do their thing," said Kenneth McDarmont, a Tule River tribe member and past tribal councilman, in a statement June 21. "People will be educated even more by seeing the work that they do and the benefits they bring to the environment." Tribal leaders started to advocate for the return of beavers 10 years ago, according to state officials. State funding in 2022, which launched the Department of Fish and Wildlife's Beaver Restoration Program, created a way for the tribe to reintroduce beavers into the river. Mr. McDarmont said he hoped to see the beavers throughout the reservation someday. "The state will likely release more beavers in coming months and years to re-establish a genetically diverse population in the watershed," according to a Fish and Wildlife press release on June 21. "We can make our future different from our past," said Fish and Wildlife Director Charlton Bonham in the press release. "Our past is one where we treated these animals and others as varmints, as nuisances, and our culture over time ran them off the landscape. That can't be our future." State wildlife biologists stayed on the Tule River site for days after the releases to monitor the beavers' behavior, according to Fish and Wildlife. The state's field team reported the family of beavers stayed together at the release site on Eagle Creek. As the largest rodents in North America, the semi-aquatic animals are super swimmers, using their large webbed feet to swim. They also gnaw on aspen and willow trees to build dams on rivers as they create ponds, or beaver lodges, to live in. Fish and Wildlife operates a beaver management program with tribes, non-governmental organizations, private landowners, and other state, federal, and local agencies. The program responds to conservation needs and human-beaver conflicts, according to its website. The department also provides funding to partners who conduct projects to restore the state's beaver population.